At two Milwaukee workshops run by the AARP, people over 65 flocked to sign up for senior care. It's a new state program with $51 million in federal funding that'll give some low-income seniors help in paying the rising cost of prescription drugs. Helen Holston says she's on a fixed income and sometimes has trouble making ends meet.
And when I went to get all my medicines, I couldn't afford all of them. And I think that's a terrible thing for anybody over 65 years old.
Holston likes senior care, but says she's still not sure if she'll be able to afford the $5 or $15 copays for various medications. Senior care also requires a $20 annual enrollment fee. Still, the state expects more than 175,000 seniors to sign up between now and September. Some state Democrats want to expand senior care, but that fight may pale in comparison to the current one over a national prescription drug plan. U.S. Health and Human Services Secretary Tommy Thompson came to Milwaukee to sign a waiver authorizing Medicaid dollars for senior care. He says the members of Congress who campaigned for prescription drug relief 2 years ago are about to face the voters again.
Now, I don't think they're going to be too happy to go back to ask the people, trust me again, and I'll go back this year. So I think the pressure is going to build on them.
But there are wide differences between a Republican plan passed by the House last week and various proposals awaiting action in the Democratic-controlled Senate. Darcy Haber of Wisconsin Citizen Action says fiscal conservatives in Congress could learn something from the new federal waiver for senior care. She says the waiver counts on Medicaid saving money from prescription drug relief.
And so it always makes sense to make a generous prescription drug benefit up front rather than paying for people to be institutionalized or hospitalized later on when they don't get the medication they needed.
Wisconsin Citizen Action will lead a protest this afternoon at a town meeting in Racine hosted by Wisconsin Congressmember Paul Ryan. Ryan, a Republican from Janesville, voted for the House prescription drug plan. Chuck Quernbach, Wisconsin Public Radio.